Diet for a Small Planet has sold more than 3 million copies. Its author, Francis Moore LePay, was named by Gourmet Magazine as one of the 25 people who changed the way America eats. 40 years after she first published the book, LePay is still trying to change the way people eat and think.
We create the world according to the ideas that we hold, and if our ideas aren't based in the evidence, we're in big trouble. And I'm suggesting that we're really trapped in an unnecessary, what I call, scarcity mind, the idea that there's not enough of anything.
LePay says people refuse to believe scientific evidence supporting man-made climate change because they are afraid, and the fear is being fed not just by corporate interests, but sometimes by environmentalists.
That reflects a fear mentality, when you just don't want to hear the truth because it's too scary. And I think we as environmentalists have a responsibility to make sure that we're not feeding the fear that causes people to close their ears. The phrase, we've hit the limits of a finite planet.
LePay says she will tell people at the energy fair that there is reason for optimism if we change the way we think.
In energy, for example, the sun supplies us 15,000 times a daily dose of energy compared to what we're currently using in fossil fuel. There is enough, more than enough.
Francis Moore LePay's latest book is titled EcoMind, Changing the Way We Think to Create the World We Want. She speaks at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair near Stevens Point, Saturday afternoon. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.